I've got two endings for my talk here because I couldn't decide. They both sounded great. If you don't mind. Okay. And this one, in the spirit of technology and editing and a lot of work and what we do, this is a piece I created, a sound piece called Shortwave Greetings from Around the World for the year 2000. And every New Year's Eve, I would tune our shortwave radio into London to hear Big Ben ring in the New Year at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And for many years, I always thought I would really love to create a piece as the world is turning into the New Year of catching broadcasts around the world. It was a very, very laborious. I started in October. With the click of a mouse, you can hear shortwave broadcasts immediately. But as Anna had said, I really love the frequency squeals and the overmodulations and that fading in and out of radio voices in the air. So even though it broke my heart when I would go to the web to look up these schedules, I had to figure out when they were broadcasting to America, what frequencies, also convert times, and also know what time midnight was in that part of the world. So I started in October. I do have a handout, which afterwards you can all grab if you want. I did end up using, my dad gave me a 1955 Zenith transoceanic shortwave radio that ran on tubes, and that really was, had an incredible volume, but it could have conked out at any moment. I did ask an engineer to please check it out, and was it safe for me to even be like running it? He said yes, it looked like it was in pretty good shape, though he would unplug it after use, just in case of fire and things like that. So this piece, you're only going to be hearing the first half of it. And the station IDs, I also love the station IDs. It almost makes me cry when I hear whatever new country I'm tuning into. So I did record station IDs so that when I got a New Year's greeting, I could splice that before if that New Year's greeting didn't happen to say we're broadcasting from China or whatever. So this is the piece.
This is Radio Australia.
Across Victoria and Melbourne, congratulations, we are there. 5 seconds. 2, 1.
This is Radio Japan, NHK World Network, Tokyo.
This is Radio Taipei International, broadcasting from Taipei, Taiwan, the Republic of China.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Press Clippings on China Radio International.
I'm wishing you all a happy new year and prosperous new century.
This is Radio Korea International, KBS, coming to you from Seoul, Korea.
Wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. And don't forget to tune into the Voice of Enama.
This is the World Service of the Voice of Russia. At all 4 hours UTC, listeners in North America.
And every time I do hear that piece, I weep. And sometimes it's because it was so hard to produce. But most of the time, it's just very moving. My last piece actually is also in the spirit of this conference and women in technology. And our keynote speaker referenced the work of Joan LaBarbera, who's a composer, vocalist, and sound artist. And she actually came to the University of Maine as a composer in residence with her husband, Morton Subotnick. And they did a residency, which we recorded. I became very interested in Joan's work and did an interview with her, asking her about how she created some of the pieces in her work. And this is an excerpt from that documentary that I produced. It's a piece that she did in when she, reflective of her time in Berlin called Berliner Träume, Berlin Dreaming. And she uses her voice as an instrument, so all of the multi-track layering is the vocal techniques and voice of Joan. And the only other sound you will hear is the sound of a train within this layering. So this is actually just a very small, sort of the ending half of this particular piece.
I do a lot of free association when I write pieces. So I'll sit down, I'll start out and decide what the piece is going to be about. And then I'll free associate words and just write. And in this particular piece, I wrote in English and German, but then I only chose to speak the German, speak and whisper. So I did two different tracks of that. And then hidden in the text are references that are very personal references to me about people I knew or places I were. And so there's like a little personal subtext in there that's my own private, almost like a diary, but it's only known to me.